Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Stu Martin. Batting third. The shortstop, Eddie Stanky. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chico Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Frey applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats D'Alessandro for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bird Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Haas reaches second base with a double. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball four. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Hack moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Martin moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Stanky moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob Malloy now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. D'Alessandro bunts towards the mound. Malloy fields it and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Malloy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malloy strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Mueller and he is safe. Hack steals second. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Martin moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Walker reaches second base with a double. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanky fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Walker is safe. Walker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Haas moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Estel Crabtree pinch hits for Ray Mueller. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Haas moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Dick West pinch runs for Estel Crabtree. Steve Meaner pinch hits for Bob Malloy. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. Tipton scores. West moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hank Weiss now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony DeFillips now catching. Joe Beggs now pitching. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Dom D'Alessandro. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. DeFillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Platt now playing left field. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall strikes out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. DePhillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony DePhillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DePhillips hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards short. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Frankie Kelleher pinch hits for Joe Beggs. Frankie Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a line drive towards short. Stanky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.